Good evening. This is the WBAI Local Station Board's Finance Committee meeting. My name is R. Paul Martin. I am the WBAI Local Station Board Treasurer, and I chair this meeting. We have just established a quorum, and so we are going to get going here. I have to read a, I have to read this thing. One second, folks, while I bring up something I should have brought up already, and here it will come. Okay. While attendance at any WBAI meeting, attendees at any WBAI meeting are not required to identify themselves, anyone who wants to become a member of the committee must sign the sign-in sheet at 3 consecutive committee meetings in order to become a member. It is the policy of the WBAI Local Station Board that for the Local Finance Committee that the sole criterion for establishing attendance at meetings to become a member of the Local Finance Committee shall be the signing in on the official sign-in sheet for that meeting. For these electronic meetings, it is sufficient that the prospective member let the chair know their name and that they are present during the meeting. The PNB has passed a motion that, quote, only those affiliated for voting purposes with a particular local station and only that local station may serve as voting members of a committee of that local station board. And so with that, is there anybody here who is not a member who would like to become a member and therefore wants to give me their name right now?
I'll give my name, Denise Joyce.
Denise Joyce.
To attend, you know, and so I'm sure not.
Okay. Denise Joyce, anybody else? Okay. I guess that's that. All right. The next thing is to approve the agenda, and I move that boy, this is even more difficult this way when I'm typing with one finger. All right, I move that we adopt the following agenda. Oh, God, where is it? Pardon me, folks. We're a little combobulated over here, aren't we? All right, let me just get it up here. Here it is. All right. Sent it out yesterday. All right. Following agenda. 1, call to order 7 p.m. 2, approval of agenda, 20 minutes. 3, identify timekeeper, 2 minutes. 4, roll call, 2 minutes. 5, excused absences, 5 minutes. 6, approval of minutes, 5 minutes. 7, treasurer's report, 15 minutes. 8, WBAI manager's report on WBAI's finances, 20 minutes. 9, set next meeting date, 5 minutes. 10, new business. 11, adjourn no later than 9:30 p.m. Eastern time. So that is what we have as a motion on the floor right now. I will note, let me go check back in email again. The general, as I wrote to the committee that the general manager isn't going to be here. And he said he was going to send me information on the current on-air fundraiser. And it ain't here yet. That's a little bit late. All right, so he hasn't sent me that. So I don't know if maybe we should consider just striking number 8. Or do we want to just go to that and talk about stuff? I don't know. Does anybody want to make a motion, an amendment to strike number 8, WBAI manager's report on WBAI's finances for 20 minutes? Okay, nobody wants to.
A suggestion, R. Paul?
Yeah.
Why don't we just wait till we get there and see if it shows up before then?
Okay, we can try that. All right. Are there any questions or anything else about the agenda? Questions, Paul, amendments, anything like that?
I have a question.
Yes,
You had sent a spreadsheet of some sort. I didn't have a real chance to closely look at it because I was busy.
Yes.
Like 6:30.
Yes, I sent that out.
What was that?
Oh, that's the income statement through March 31st, which is the latest we have.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Anybody else have any questions, comments, amendments, or anything else related to the agenda?
Denise on the stat.
Go ahead.
Just very quickly. I would suggest that someone send either an email or a text cordially asking if he had forgotten about sending us the information pertaining to the fundraiser, which is rather important. Not everybody's very concerned or interested in that. And if he complies and sends it through, great. If he doesn't, we send something cordially to give him an understanding that we really want to know about that.
I'll tell you what, I'll do that right here. Okay.
Paul?
Yeah.
May I be recognized?
Go ahead.
We're halfway there. We just broke $76,000.
Oh.
I heard it at the 7 o'clock hour.
I still would like to make that suggestion.
All right.
Since this is the Finance Committee.
I am sending this out. And the email is sent. Okay. All right. So we have that. Anything further? Anything further on the agenda? Okay. Hearing none. Is there any objection to adopting the agenda as read? Hearing none. It is passed without objection. Okay. Next item is identify timekeeper. Who wants to be the timekeeper? Jeffrey, do you want to be the timekeeper? Oh, Jeffrey, did you drop? Let me look here. Oh, I think Jeffrey's dropped his call. Crap. All right, Jeffrey isn't here. Jack, would you want to be the timekeeper? Jack DePalma? Okay, can anybody hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Jack DePalma.
I got the timer. I will say yes. Just
okay.
Let me know what's going on, okay?
Okay.
I'll try to keep up with you.
Okay, 1 second. Okay, is there any objection to Jack DePalma being the timekeeper? Hearing none, we continue. Okay, next item on the agenda is the formal official roll call. Oh, this could be a problem. Crap. All right. I'm not sure if we're going to have a quorum again here. All right, we'll do this. Okay, this is the official roll call. Please answer up when you hear your name. Joan DeLorenzo.
I'm here.
Jack DePalma.
Present.
Noel Jamison. R. Paul Martin here. Mario Mastrandrea. Carolyn McIntyre. Allie Murphy. Serene Roberts. James Sagerton.
Here.
Jeffrey Stern. Oh, Jeffrey. All right, not here. Michael D.D. White.
Here.
M.K. Williams.
I'm here.
Okay, we have lost our quorum, folks. This is
a point of inquiry, point of information.
Yeah.
We had quorum.
To start the meeting, yes,
okay,
but now we have lost it. So
I was wondering about that. Let James ask his point.
Okay, everybody, we need to be a little more orderly here, folks. Why don't we just say we'll continue on here and hope Jeffrey comes back or somebody else shows up, okay?
Yeah, on that note, R. Paul, I just got off the phone again with Matt Mazza. He was having a little difficulty. I think we got it straightened out. He should be arriving momentarily.
He's not a member.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I keep forgetting. Okay. Sorry.
Okay. The next item is excused absences. And, oh, God. You know, when things start not going so well, they pile up on you. All right. Next thing is excused absences. So, I move to excuse, the following folks here. Let me get them.
Hello? Okay.
I move to excuse the absence of the following members. Serene Roberts. Oh, Michael D.D. White is here, so we don't need to excuse him anymore. Serene Roberts and Carolyn McIntyre. Those are the two people who requested excused absences. So that's the motion on the floor, is to excuse those two people. Is there any debate on the motion?
What am I doing wrong?
Hearing none. Oh, what the hell was that? Hearing none, is there any objection to passing the motion to excuse those absences? Hearing none, we're going to excuse those absences. And, okay, we're getting some noise in here. I don't know what that's about.
This is Matt. I think I can mute.
Oh, Matt, let me.
Yes.
Okay, Matt, let me tell you. You missed two in a row, so you're not a member.
Good Lord.
Yes. Do you want to give me your name to become a member again after three meetings in a row?
Absolutely.
All right.
I think we missed them because they weren't functioning. So.
Okay, I've written your name down, so you're back. You're gonna do two more, and you'll be in. Okay, approval.
Okay,
our call, may I be recognized, James?
Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, I just got off the phone with Jeffrey. He says he's trying the ID and it's not working. For not the ID, the passcode. I think it's 909-900, and it's not working for him. He's going to try it again. He's going to keep trying.
You know, it's the 646 number works. The 929 doesn't.
Oh, really? Okay, hold on. The 929 number doesn't work. Writing that down. Okay. All right. Thank you, Matt. All right. So, what we're doing next here is. So I'm looking at too many damn things at once. The Zoom stuff is full of distractions. I really prefer just being on the telephone, which was distraction enough, but there we go. All right. Approval of minutes. MK Williams. Okay. Hold on a second. Okay. Hold on. MK Williams, you have the floor. Is this Jeffrey Stern?
Yes, I'm calling back to tell you that I'm back on.
You're here. Okay, I'll put you in as attending here. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm doing that. Go ahead, MK Williams.
Okay.
How many minutes are, Paul?
Oh, crap. 5 minutes.
Okay. I sent the minutes for the October meeting prior to the November meeting. As I understand it, the November meeting did not take place. So there are no minutes for the November meeting.
Oh,
and I want that was sent to the listserv. I can screen share it tonight if our Paul gives me permission. If you want. Or you can just look in your emails and find it. I sent it prior to November.
Why don't you make a motion, then we'll do
whatever.
All right,
I move to accept the minutes from the October meeting. I think it was October 15th or 17th.
Yeah. Okay, so the motion is on the floor to approve the minutes of the October 15th meeting now. Okay, go. So somehow I have to make it so that you can screen share this, right?
You just under share, there's a little arrow, and you say anybody share, and then I can share.
It says one participant can share at a time.
Actually, I can share. I can share.
Yeah, you might be able to try it.
Well, I had it up, but now it's gone.
Okay, I see Alejandrina. Is that Alejandrina Murphy?
Okay, I'll have to.
Yes, I'm
okay.
Here.
I have to pull it
so
up
you're
again.
Here.
I had it
I'm
up.
I'm here. Thank you.
All right.
Yay, Alejandrina.
Let me put you in there as attending.
Hi.
All right. So, Kay, what do you want to do? Do you want to, you know?
I'll see if I can get it to come up now. It wasn't coming up with this share, but let me see if I can do it now. I was able to see some things. Oh, here it is. Okay, here's the meeting.
Oh, well, something popped in and out.
Try it again, Kay.
I will. My finger slipped. There you go. You're seeing it?
There
okay,
it is.
Basically confirmed that if I say you're here, you're here. And it's over so I can move my scroller down. And then the agenda is just about the same. And then timekeeper, excuse absences. This was highlights of the treasurer's report, which you have copy of anyway. And then extended the discussion. General manager sent in a written report. These are highlights of the written report. I also appended it to the minutes. Highlights of discussion. We have not had a spreadsheet profit and loss report since merging of the bank accounts. Last one was 3/31/25, but at the time of these minutes, they had not yet been released to the public. I think since that time, you did release them, Arpal, but or they were released. Let's see. And set the next meeting date. And that's the minutes.
Okay.
Was resend of those things, the treasurer's report and the general manager's report.
Is there any debate on the motion to approve those minutes?
Just a question, Paul.
Yeah.
When can I look to find it, okay? When was it sent?
I sent it prior to November 15th, 17th.
Yeah, I read it then. Thank you.
Okay. Any debate on this motion? Hearing none. Is there any objection to approving the minutes of the October 15th meeting? Hearing that, it's passed without objection. Okay.
I have one more thing to say, Arpal, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
I was thinking tonight was the night you were going to have elections for secretary, et cetera, but
no.
I wanted to announce that I will not be running for secretary the next time around. I am having more health problems. I do need to cut back a little bit on what I do. And the LSB actually by itself alone is pretty demanding. I'm not giving up my membership in the committee. I just can no longer be secretary of this committee.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope you, you know, get better health sometime soon. I hope we all get better health sometime soon.
I always have optimism, you know, but we know that life doesn't last forever. But anyway.
Okay. All right. I looked to make sure, by the way, when I was making up the agenda, and we usually do the announcement to set up an election at the January meeting and then hold elections in the February meeting. So we weren't going to do that tonight anyway. Anyway.
5 minutes is up.
Okay, time is up. All right, next thing is a treasurer's report, and I will give that thing.
10 minutes?
1 minute here, I think. 15 minutes. Okay, so let me click on a thing or two and have all this stuff up here. All right. Here it is. Okay. The local finance committee meeting scheduled for November 19th had to be canceled because Maestro, the company that provided the teleconference service we'd use for meetings, had gone out of business. That was a surprise. The NFC meeting for November 25th was canceled after the PNB chair suggested that the meeting be canceled because the WBAI interim general manager was not able to attend that meeting, which had been scheduled to consider the WBAI draft FY26 budget. Clearly, the entire NFC is not a party to the discussions about canceling meetings because we got surprised by that. It's not the first time. So, yeah, that's an interesting item, the way people are treating other people in Pacifica these days. When I got the draft agenda for the December 9th NFC meeting, I saw that it listed the WBAI draft FY26 budget as, quote, postponed to January, unquote. So the WBAI FY26 budget is going to show up in January, I suppose, unless something else happens, and we'll see how that goes. That NFC meeting considered the National Office Draft FY26 budget, the Subsidiary Communications Authorization, SCA revenue was discussed. The executive director and some others are determined that the revenue from it will always and only go to the national office. We had a discussion about that. It's also generally considered that the SCA clients will abandon the SCA broadcasts and go to the web soon anyway. This, by the way, would allow BAI to stop putting out the sub-carriers on our sidebands, and it will slightly improve WBAI's signal, which I always preferred. During the December 9th meeting, the executive director said that WBAI and KPFK would not be billed for central services payments until February 2026. She said that she never forced a station to pay central services if it was a big burden. I'll let people think about that. The draft National Office FY26 budget showed that in FY25, there had been a shortfall in health benefits for WBAI, KPFK, and WPFW that amounted to $120,000. The executive director said that KPFT had lent $50,000 to pay that amount, and so KPFT will be paid $10,000 a month for 5 months to make it up. So WBAI will be paying a part of that 50 grand, that 10 grand a month. I don't know how much because I haven't gotten told how much. I think sort of soon we'll find out about that. The projected bottom line for the National Office's draft FY26 budget is that they will end up with a surplus of about $239,000 if all stations pay their scheduled central services fees. But if central services fees are paid at only the current rate that they've been getting paid lately, the National Office will end up with a deficit of about $11,000 at the end of FY26. The NFC agreed to release the consolidated monthly income statement for the 6 months ending Monday, March 31st, 2025, which the NFC has had since August 14th. I finally got them to authorize its release at the December 9th meeting, and I sent that document to this committee this morning. Sent it to the LSB previously. It's several months old, but it's the latest information we have on Pacifica's finances. From some things said in emails recently, it had looked like some people on the NFC were going to cause problems regarding WBAI and the WBAI representatives on the NFC during that December 9th meeting, but I'm glad to say no attacks on us happened then. WBAI's draft FY26 budget is the only one left to be considered by the NFC now, and it's officially scheduled to be taken up at the January 13th meeting. There's no telling how that meeting's going to go. The finances are still very thin in Pacifica at the end-of-year deficit for the national office is a possibility for FY25, and we're not sure what's going to happen with WBAI's FY26 budget. My previously expressed pessimism about all of this is not abated by any recent developments. The next NFC meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, January 13th, 2026 at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. That meeting will be held by teleconference, and that is my treasurer's report. So there we go. Are there any questions or comments or anything else regarding the treasurer's report?
Paul?
Hold on 1 second. I gotta get into asking for hands. Let's raise our hands if we want to ask a question or say something.
People on the phone have a difficulty doing that, but I will.
Star nine will do it on, if you're on the phone, star nine will raise your hand as I remember, since I'm out of practice with this. Okay. And Jack, did you raise your hand?
I did. I lowered it.
Oh,
I'm going to read it now so you can see it.
Okay.
Okay.
Ah, there it is. Jack DePalma. Go ahead. Anybody else raise your hand at this point? And again, if you're on Zoom, on the computer stuff, it's down at the bottom where it says React. And when you click on that, raise hand is one of the options. If you're on the phone, I believe it's star nine is the way on the telephone you do it. That's the way I had to do it for so long. Jack DePalma, go ahead.
I heard that they lost the auditors and now they've gotten the new auditor. Any comment?
I know that we lost the auditor. We had lost that. But, and I have seen more of a rumor than anything else. Nobody's officially told me that we have it, but I'm seeing that, they have gotten an auditor and they're going to be dealing with them. But, that's not official. Nobody's officially told me that. So there you go. All right. Anybody else want to raise their hand and ask a question? Oh God, I'm looking at chat and somebody's got a Hughes. Somebody has put in a great big thing in chat, which I can't read right now. But anyway, about the 990s. Oh, somebody is writing. Somebody's up here is just Jim saying the 2022 990 was removed from the Pacifica.org report last week or the week before. Why? Okay, I certainly cannot tell you why. I'm not going to read this whole thing here. And all I'll say is I hadn't noticed that, but that would be a problem. By the way, Otis, you're going to have to tell me how to save the chat so we can do that before the meeting ends. Okay. All right. Anybody else want to? Okay. Alejandrina Murphy, go ahead.
Yes, Arpol, you were talking about that $50,000 that, KPFT, I guess, lent to the other, I guess, to the foundation or to the other stations. They lent that money because, they are collecting enough money to cover their expenses. Can you explain that, how that works? Because, you said that it's something about WBAI, about, have to pay part of that $50,000 or part of the $10,000 a month.
Right. From what the executive director said, there was a shortfall in the health insurance payments because all the stations have to kick in for their health insurance. And so the stage three of the stations, and I don't want to go back and go through all that. Three of the stations said, "Hey, you know, we didn't quite make it." So I don't know if it was a lump or if it was over time. KPFT lent Pacifica the $50,000 to cover the health insurance premiums. And so they're going to be paid back 10 grand a month. And again, I have not been told, what's going on with that exactly. If, what amount WBAI is going to have to pay in as its share of that $10 grand a month. Okay.
Paul?
Does that answer? I guess that answers the question. Yeah, all right.
You want me to raise my hand or you want me to just shout out?
Raise your hand, please.
This is Jack.
Oh, Jack, go ahead.
The way you said it, it strikes me that we pay our health care monthly, because it's always said on the radio that we do pay our monthly health care. We have money to pay that. So I'm assuming it's not BAI that's the $50,000, and yet
no, it's three stations
can't pay the health care costs.
Yeah, they missed a payment or more than one payment. Yeah.
Okay, but we'll be paying into the pool to replenish it back to the Houston station T.
Right.
Okay.
Now, I have a question on that. And I am hoping that the interim general manager will be able to answer the question of really, because I had been under the impression that we were paying our health insurance premiums from what he'd said, but maybe I just didn't hear that correctly. So that's a question I have for him, and he may reply to that email. Okay, let me go back here. I don't see any other hands raised. If there are no other hands raised, we'll go on to the next thing we have. Okay. If there's no objection to the net, to that, we will go on to the next thing, which is a little bit strange. We left it in. And that is, oh God, switching back and forth like this is driving me nuts, folks. I got to tell you. All right, WBAI management's report on WBAI's finances. And the interim general manager isn't here. Let me check my email, see if he sent me anything new. Well, it looks like he has not sent me anything new. Okay. And I do not have anything from the interim general manager. So we got nothing from him. Do people want to just progress to the next thing since there's no report from him to discuss and no information from him to discuss? Would anybody object to, oh, James Sagerton, you got your hand raised. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, Paul, but it's not about this. I wanted to go back to the previous thing. Why don't you finish this, and then I'll make a mention.
Well, I tell you what. I'm looking at these things. All right, so you don't want to do it right now. Tell you what. Why don't we go on? What we have in the agenda here is set next meeting date and new business. You want to do it in new business?
Sure.
Okay, fine. So.
How much time, Paul?
Okay, what was that?
How much time to allot for this meeting date?
5 minutes. So without objection, we're going to go to that. And God, I have
excuse me, my hand was raised, but I don't know if you saw it.
Oh.
Pertaining to our not getting the report from our interim general manager.
Oh, there you are. Oh, is that you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You changed. Okay. Oh, no.
Wait.
Are you on a telephone or on the?
I'm on a landline, yes, because I have a couple of.
Okay, you're on both because you're showing up in the computer part of it. and you're also showing up with the phone. Okay, go ahead.
I apologize. I was just confirming what was said about the New York numbers in case the other gentleman called back, but it sounds like he's still not there. Maybe we should send him that information about the first number functioning properly and the second not, but that's not really the reason why I raised my hand. Pertaining to the report that we did not get from the interim general manager, are we going to send a second email to the general manager asking for a response in the interim between this meeting and the next so that it can be submitted to the finance committee for review and then discussed in January as well? I just thought it might be in a cordial fashion. It really shows how concerned we are and how much we want to know about this particular information.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I'm still working on membership, so that's the question I wanted to pose.
Paul, I'm going to start the clock again. You're at 4:30.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. Yes. I plan to write to the interim general manager and ask some questions. Now, we aren't going to be asking him about what the total is for the thon at this point in time, because you can get it off the front page of WBAI.org. But, you know, I'm going to ask him a question or two about what can we expect. One thing I'll say is we have... Pardon me. Oh God. We have an NFC meeting with the budget coming up in January. And I am hoping he's going to speak to me about that because I would like to, ask some questions and see exactly what's being proposed. Are they going to be proposing a surplus budget or are they going to be proposing a deficit budget? And how much either way is it going to be? So that's a big question and I hope I get an answer. I have not been getting, all of my emails answered by the general manager. I'll just say it that way. He did answer regarding not showing up at this meeting, but, some other emails regarding financial stuff I am not getting responses to. And there is that, I suppose. Okay. Now there are no other hands raised. So I think what we're going to do is next go to set next meeting date if nobody objects. And I hear no objection. All right.
Paul, may I say one thing?
About set next meeting date?
No, about a question that was asked by Ali or a question that came up. I just want you to know that the current on the splash page of the website, it's the current fund drive total is 76,353.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Does anybody else want to do anything before we go to set next meeting date? Okay. What was that? Was that somebody saying something?
That was Denise again, just very quickly.
Oh, Denise
because
Joyce.
There is going to be, yes, there will be a couple of other meetings before this year ends. In the Community Advisory Board, we're particularly focusing on the participation from the listenership. I know that a lot of the excitement and interest is stemming from how many union presidents or leaders submit funds. But from the Community Advisory Board, and I'm sure the outreach as well, they're very interested in how many members or WBI listeners are participating in the fundraising. And since we have a couple of more meetings, you might want to mention that to the interim general manager just to make him a little more enthusiastic about allowing us to help to raise the money and raise the membership, because I'm sure that Pacifica in general is interested in our progress in that area. Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. All right. If there's no objection, we're going to go to set next meeting date at this point. Jack, how are we on time for that management report?
Well, you have about a minute left because set meeting date is 4 minutes ago.
Thank you. We're going to set next meeting date. All right. Now we're going into that, and it's, where is that damn thing? Here it is. Okay. I move that we meet next on Wednesday, January 21st, 2026 at 7 p.m. Now it's a little bit late, but you know, late in the month, but that's how these things are working out. So, January 21st, 26 at 7. All right. So that's a motion. I move we meet on, Wednesday, January 1st, at 7 p.m. here on Zoom again, where it's so much fun and so much easier than just handling everything on the telephone. Pardon me. All right. So that's a motion on the floor. Any debate on the motion? Hearing none. Is there any objection to the motion to meet next on January 21st, 2026? Hearing none, it passes without objection.
This is Jack. May I ask a question?
1 second, please. Let me get to the next item. And then you can ask a question, because we've just finished that item. So let me do this and then do that and keep moving right along here. Okay. We are now in new business, so I know two people have stuff they want to do. So, Jack,
how much time?
There's no time on new business. It goes all right. The final end of everything is 9:30, so it can't go past 9:30. But we don't have a specific time when it's supposed to end. So.
I still have a question, Arpo.
Go ahead, Jack.
My only question now is. You mentioned something about setting the budget in January. Can you kind of week by week tell us the sequence of meetings expected? Because I know there'll be an LSB meeting, and I know there'll be a national finance meeting, but I don't know if they're doing two a month or what. So maybe you could kind of lay that out a little bit so I can think about when our next meeting is. So thank you.
Okay. Let me bring up the official, very official, KPFTX.org calendar here. And thank you, Otis, for keeping that thing going. All right. The finance committee meeting that had been set for December 23rd is canceled. So there's none of that. Going into next year, in January, the WBAI local station board meets on January 14th. The National Finance Committee is supposed to meet on the 13th. I see it's not up there yet. Yes, the current secretary. What the hell? The current secretary has one set for the 20th of January? All right. Apparently, the NFC secretary is not quite getting the times set up here. All right. I will email the secretary and, okay. Let me, hold on. I'm making a fast note here. Okay. And I've made a note to tell the, NFC secretary to, fix the date he has for the January NFC meeting because it is not what we voted to have. Ah, God. And so it should be January 13th. And then the LSB should be January 14th. When we get off this meeting, I will post up to KPFTX that this committee will meet on January 21st. So we'll do that, and we'll hope that the NFC secretary does in fact change what he's got up there. Oh God! All right, so there's that.
Sorry,
thank you.
Arpal. Sorry to interrupt, Arpal. Carolyn McIntyre's here.
Oh, okay. Let me write that in. Okay. Oh, well, since we're doing this, is Noel Jameson here? Is Mario Mastrandrea here? Is Serene Roberts here? Okay. All right. So, moving on this. James Sagerton has his hand up, but I think there was something I had to say, and I can't remember it because there's too much stuff jumbling around. Having to look at the damn screen is very inefficient. James Sagerton, go ahead.
Thank you, R. Paul. I have two things. One of them is along the lines of the new business we talked about. Another was a remnant of the discussion about who is going to owe what on the payments that were missed, or the payment that was missed for healthcare. And I just wanted to say about that very briefly that the PNB established a policy a year or two ago, probably two or more years ago now, where there was a priority for payments in times of, you know, short funds. And the first item for payment was to be healthcare. The next item was to be payroll. And, you know, there are laws and reasons for that. And it could, you know, but the general manager, the IGM, has been saying that, you know, we haven't had to go to anybody else for payroll in 11 months, or now it's 15 months, whatever it is. And so I'm not clear if, you know, we used to kind of include healthcare as part of payroll, but now perhaps they're looking at it as a separate item. So I'm not really clear on how that went, but just to say that we have that policy in Pacifica now, you know, through, you know, what might be called shock and awe, we're, a lot of things are changing in Pacifica without necessarily being voted on. And that may be one of the things that has changed the priority for payments of things. So there's that. And then the other thing I had, which was new business, which is I was on the phone with Noel Jameson three times during this meeting. And the last time was after 8 o'clock. It was about, you know, several minutes, some minutes after 8 o'clock. And he wanted to know about getting an excused absence because he was trying the same number that I used to get into the meeting with the same access code, and he couldn't get in. So he wanted to know, and I said, well, you know, there's usually a policy. If you don't ask for an excused absence before the meeting starts, then it's a problem. I'm wondering if we can do a retroactive excused absence or make it, you know, part of this meeting now, knowing that he was trying to get in and that, you know, it just wasn't working. As we saw, it wasn't working for so many people, and they eventually got in through trial and error, or trial and effort. So I want to know, I want to ask you first, R. Paul, your thoughts about that and see if we could maybe shape a motion to accomplish that.
All right. First, about the PNB policy, that policy on its face is defective legally, because legally you are required to make payroll first. Nothing else comes before payroll. So that's that. If they said healthcare comes before payroll, they are violating the law, and that motion would be null and void. However, maybe they said payroll and then healthcare, in which case that's fine. I don't know what they're doing on this. All I know is that it's been reported that we get, we have this 10 grand a month thing that has to be paid. As I said earlier, I am trying to find out how much BAI is going to have to pay on a monthly basis to chip into that. I am hoping someone will answer me. We'll see how that works. And I also seem to recall the general manager. I know he said we have not missed payroll in, you know, 13 or 14 months. I think he's also said we didn't miss health, but I'm not 100% sure on that. I'll look in my notes that I scribble down. We'll see how that goes. Regarding Noel, regarding.
Hey, may I just come back on that a little bit?
Go ahead.
Before you go on?
Go ahead.
Yeah. I just wanted to say the policy definitely listed healthcare first. And if that is a problem, then perhaps that's why they've changed it. And that would explain why they made payroll and they didn't make healthcare, because they changed the priority, and that would all then make sense. They did say something about, expanding healthcare costs. They were kind of laying some blame for the, inability to meet the healthcare costs at the three stations on suddenly increasing costs. Again, I don't have any documentation on that, but that's part of what was said. So that's all. Thanks.
Okay. And, let me see. Oh, regarding excused absences, the motion by the WBAI local station board that's in effect is you have to ask for the absence, the excused absence, before the meeting start time, which means you have to have asked before 7 o'clock tonight. So, and we've enforced that in the past. So I'm sorry, but we can't do anything about that. Is there any way, can you get in contact with Noel and see if he can get in before we end the meeting?
I kind of don't really want to do that because he was trying very hard, and he did seem to have something else that he was sort of in the middle of, and he was getting frustrated. Right. However, I would like to propose a motion. I was hoping you would help me craft it, where we could somehow make an exception in this case, because
we cannot do that. Course,
well, let me just finish my thought.
All right.
Because he clearly had no knowledge that he wasn't going to be able to get into the meeting until he started trying. And then he tried for over an hour to get in and spoke to me three times during that trial and wasn't able to do it. So I think there must be some way we can make a motion that says this is an exception to our normal policy. And I realize that would open a door to other issues down the road, but surely the committee established that rule. The committee can create a workaround. No,
no. The committee did not establish that rule. The local station board did. We cannot overrule the local station board. I am noting that Noel has a very good record, and this would be, if he misses this, if he doesn't call in, this would be the first meeting he has missed. So it's not like he would lose his membership, by missing one meeting. So I'll point that out. The other thing you can do is, if you really feel strongly about this, since you are a voting member of the local station board, you could bring a motion to the LSB to excuse Noel Jameson's absence at this meeting, on the basis of, we had a problem. So
yeah.
You could do that.
That's a satisfactory workaround. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Let me do this thing. All right. Let me do this other thing that I have to do in order to satisfy I don't know who. All right. While attendees at any WBAI meeting are not required to identify themselves, anyone who wants to become a member of the committee must sign the sign-in sheet at three consecutive committee meetings in order to become a member. It is the policy of the WBAI LSB that for the local finance committee, that the sole criterion for establishing attendance at meetings to become a member of the local finance committee shall be the signing in on the official sign-in sheet for that meeting. For these electronic meetings, it is sufficient that the prospective member let the chair know their name and that they are present during the meeting. The PNB has passed a motion that, quote, only those affiliated for voting purposes with a particular local station and only that local station may serve as voting members of a committee of that local station board. Is there anybody who wants to give me their name so that they can start becoming a member? Okay, we've already got two other people, so none this time. Kay, you have your hand up.
Okay. Many people may know Stephanie Wells is not my favorite person in the world, but I want to be fair to her. And even in that regard, I want to respond to something that's in the chat, which is about the IRS investigating our 990 from 2022. And apparently the issue is that in 2021, it lists an over 3 million loan to the FJC. And in 2022, it lists zero. And that discrepancy is, and we all know we're still paying it off. So that discrepancy is what is being investigated. So to be fair, if you recall that in 2022, we had just sold the KPFK building and the expectation was, and I know this because I do the minutes and I keep track, was that we were, you know, the FJC loan was a higher interest, a shorter term loan. And the other loan, I think it was the I loan, which was paying off the Empire State contract, was a longer term loan and shorter interest. So she wanted to pay off the higher interest loan and premium and interest and not pay off the lower interest loan, which makes sense. So that was what she was announcing that she was in expectation would happen. And probably that was when she filed the 990. It's not the first time somebody has probably put down on a 990 what they expected to happen. And then EIDL came up, and they're the government, and they said, oh, no, you're going to pay us first. And then she had to reverse that decision. So I'm thinking that is what happened. And if that is what happened, they are probably going to be able to successfully argue that to the IRS. And that's what I just wanted to say in response to the doubts that are raised in the chat.
Okay. This is an excellent example of why I think chat during one of these meetings is totally out of order. It's a distraction, and Robert's Rules says people shouldn't be doing other things during the meeting. Having said that, Otis is going to have to tell me how to save the chat, I suppose, because I can't say it. All right. James, okay, who's this? Jack DePalma, you have your hand up.
Thank you very much for clarification to James, because what James said is what I was going to suggest. The idea that if anybody makes a rule, the rule has to be, you know, reasonable. This was difficult to get into. I mean, I did juggle a few things to just figure out how to do it. Like I said, I have a bit of an experience with Zoom. I prefer the phone, as you keep saying, Paul, but that's only because it's, once you learn a process, your pattern recognition is stronger to repeat the process. And I do agree with what was just said. The person who's putting stuff into the chat, there's a wonderful quote from, Blaise Pascal, who said, you know, I can walk the tightrope up there and high and dangerous and unsteady at moments. And you could stand on the ground and make all sorts of noises about what I'm doing. I believe we live in a time when people can throw things against the wall because they have questions and there's no answers to their questions. I understand whoever this person is that put it in the chat did something wrong because he's not officially joining the meeting to do anything in the chat. He's joining the meeting to do something in the chat that's unofficial. And what Kay just said kind of like is my experience when I had a job at the DOE, when I see people in Pacifica, when I understand how committees work. Sometimes people are not in the interest of working to make things work right. They're in the interest of making things get all gummed up with you know, issues. And I know we've seen people on the LSB meetings who use the LSB meeting rules to kind of thwart the fulfillment of activities that should be taking place, like the general manager or even that other thing, like asking questions of the general manager about this and that. I was going to say to Denise before, we haven't seen any reliable information from bank since almost a year and a half now, 2 years maybe. It'll be 2 years in January when the general manager stopped putting New York City's money into New York City Bank and started banking with the network bank. Chase went to Bank of America. I wouldn't choose Bank of America if it was my money, But in the end of the day, I would still point out to the member that asked the question, there's one major player in the network that basically isn't doing that. So we have to subsume our financial information, which we don't get in a timely fashion, haven't gotten it over 6 months now. The last thing that was reported tonight was that we got a March statement. I didn't look at it closely. And that makes me less interested to be asking for this information. And two, we really haven't seen any reliable audits for years and years and years. Even though we've changed our bank account and now we're under the umbrella of Pacifica, they manage our money, as Bob says. We're under their responsibility, but unfortunately they sometimes don't play fair with that responsibility because we have to beg for the side channel money, to quote the general manager. And I see a similar pattern occurring. Their mismanagement makes the general manager, the interim general manager, the monkey in the middle. So we're asking questions of somebody that does know the answers because he's not getting straight information from the people that run the show. It's very simple to be middle management. It's the definition of stress, to have some obligation but no control. Thank you very much, Paul.
All right. Thank you. James Sagerton, your hand is up.
Yeah, thank you, R. Paul. Yeah, I wanted to chime in with the notion that as I raised my hand, you have said that you wanted to see about saving the chat. And then I lowered my hand, but then I realized the conversation.
I saved it.
Very good. And I hope you can distribute that to everybody because I want
to. I don't know that I want to do that. In fact, I'm thinking I'll find out how to prohibit chat next time because it's a distraction. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I was about to get to that point, but I would like to study what's in the chat. And I know as soon as this meeting is over, it's going to disappear. So, I'm going to ask you to save it and possibly let me see it as a director. You know, I don't know if I can make a special request like that, but anyway, the other thing was, yeah, I wanted to say something about the distraction of using chat. Not only is it distracting so that there's so many things going on in different places that not everybody can focus, especially I find when I'm chairing a meeting, it's hard to watch chat and then people are trying to text you. And then you got phone calls. It's very distracting. But in addition, according to Robert's rules, I think it's illegal because some people, as we went through this difficult process of getting people into this meeting, we know a lot of them are on the phone. And people that are on the phone can't see the chat. And it's part of Robert's rules that everybody in the meeting can see and communicate and see or hear what everybody else in the meeting is saying. So when there are people in the meeting who can't see the chat, that makes it particularly egregious. And I think we should follow the LSB policy, which is only to use chat for running the meeting. And, you know, save the chaos of democracy for, you know, other listservs and other places, not just the meeting or not specifically the meeting because it's unfair to those who can't see it. That's all. Thanks.
All right. Yeah. I agree with that. And, as I said, I'm going to take a look and see if I can find a way to make chat not happen next time. Okay. Michael D.D. White, you have your hand up.
I just want to add to what James said that when people are communicating theoretically in a meeting with the meeting in order to influence the meeting, contribute to the meeting, they're doing all of that without being recognized by the chair. So it's really chaos. And they should not be participating without recognition by the chair. That's the way you have order.
All righty. All right. So, let's see. I don't see any other hands up. So if there's no more new business, does anybody have a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Okay. Is there any objection, to adjourning this meeting at this time?
Paul, one observation.
No, a motion to adjourn is not debatable or anything else. Does anybody object to adjourning? Okay. Hearing none, the motion to adjourn is passed without objection. And we have a time on that. So, okay. All right. Well, thank you all for attending. I am hoping that next time we are going to be able to handle the Zoom call much better, more efficiently than this. As we live and learn, we'll see how it all goes on here. Okay. Thank you all. And I'm going to see about saving that thing, and we'll do whatever we do next.
Thank you all, Paul.
Thank you all.